right, it's our last break of the day. It's a good Monday morning. Good Monday. Oh, we had some fun this morning.
Great.
Shirley's out. Nephew's out. They'll both be back tomorrow. Steve, you gonna leave us with some closing remarks? You've been dropping some jewels and
drop some wisdom, man.
Let me see. I was thinking again of what I could say to be encouraging to people. I have a couple of poems that have kept me throughout my life that I learned actually while I was pledging, man. That was the greatest thing that pledging gave me, was besides some friendships that I still have to this day. It taught me so much that I needed to know at a young age about surviving and thriving and hanging in there. And I learned a couple of poems that have kept me. And if you look them up, man, they're very, very valuable. Nothing replaces my spiritual life at all. And the two aren't to be compared, but they are to be appreciated on both levels. One of the strongest poems I learned was a poem called Invictus. And in the poem, it says the term gods with an S, but I never say gods because there's only one. And even the entire time I was pledging, I told them I wasn't going to say gods because, and they didn't have no, the brothers didn't have a problem with that at all. But the poem was great. I haven't memorized. I don't have it written down anywhere, so y'all forgive me as I pull it up out of my memory. But Invictus is something like this. Out of the night that covers me, black as a pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever God may be for my unconquerable soul. In the failed clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. And under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloodied but unbowed. And beyond this place of raft and tears looms but the horror of the shade. And yet the minutes of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. That poem, Invictus, has kept me through a lot of troubling times. The other poem that kept me was a poem that's, it has a title of Don't Quit, but the author is unknown. It's an unknown author. If you look it up, just look up the poem, Don't Quit. But it's been a staple in my repertoire of things that I say to myself in difficult times. And it goes something like this. When things go wrong as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when your funds are low and your debts are high, when you want to smile but you have to sigh, when cares are pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't quit. For life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us must sometimes learn. And many a fellow has turned about when he might have won had he stuck it out. So don't give up though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and a faltering man. And often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learns too late when the night came down how close he was to the golden crown. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems afar. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worst that you mustn't quit. Those two poems right there have kept me in some dark moments. Somebody made me a t-shirt the other day in the Cleveland Cavalier colors of maroon and gold and gave it to me as a gift. And the t-shirt said, I'm a 62-year-old black man from Cleveland, Ohio. What you want? And it's sort of funny, man, because a lot of times when people say stuff, people who really know, I say to people all the time, what you want from me? You know, I'm only human. I'm subject to make mistakes. I err. I get it wrong sometimes. I'm not perfect. I swing a lot, so I'm going to hit a lot of strikeouts. You know, when you swing in the bat a lot of times, you ain't gonna, all of them ain't going to be hits. But I have such a sheer number of at-bats that it causes people to be able to see a few more times of me failing. But some people never, you don't ever have to worry about watching them fail because they're not attempting anything. So if you're the person who's being criticized for your efforts, you have to know that you got to hang in there. Because there's so many people that's criticizing you that's not even making an effort. Now, I'm going to paraphrase another one, but I'm paraphrasing this. This doesn't work exactly like this. It says the credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred with dust, blood, sweat, and tears, not to those cold and timid souls in the stands who know neither victory nor defeat. That one has kept me too. Because I realize that a lot of people that are criticizing you are not even in the same game you in. So when you out there striving and you hustling and you trying to put it together, you're going to make mistakes and you're going to get criticized. But don't you ever give up. Those are my closing remarks today.
Profound, sir.
Pimped out.
Thanks, drop sir.
It. Yeah, yo, thank you. Been dropped. Y'all, hey, have a great weekend.
Like okay, it's hot. Monday. Yeah.